There seems to me something very important about how any collection of texts begins. And I think if we think of our favourite collections of short stories, it's the first one that arrested you and first placed you in the world of this particular tale. The first poem in a collection tends to be very important to us. And when we look at Buddhist collections, they are all organised in very different ways. But I have noticed, looking through them all, that the very first poem or sutta or text is significant and in some way sets the tone for the whole collection. So whatever organising principle they use for collecting the material for a particular collection together, we see in that very first one the something of the quality of the text as a whole. So I'm thinking of the verses composed by the early monks. The first one is about a monk who's stuck in the middle of the rain on a hill, and he says, "You carry on raining, rain god, it doesn't matter, I am free." And it's a kind of a very sort of vigorous and triumphant opening to the verses of all the arahats, the people who have attained complete liberation. The first verse of the female arahats is just very different. She uses a domestic image and says, "Oh, I've cooked up all my defilements; they're all cooked away, and now I can sleep very happily in the robes I've made for myself." So it's kind of a different quality to the poetry, as indeed the poems are slightly different, expressing freedom in a slightly different way. But oddly enough, the collection of suttas which is most like the Jatakas is one called the Digha-Nikaya, which we've looked at a little in another one in the Wise Studies series. And the first one of that is about the wilderness of wrong view. And it's about some people stuck in a wilderness and trying to get out of it. How can they get out of it? So this story also concerns a wilderness. And it describes the Buddha teaching to 500 people who've been lost in a wilderness how to find the way to freedom. And I will explain before we begin the usual pattern and format of Jataka tales. So it follows, as indeed all Jataka tales do, four particular sections. The first one is the story from the present, and that's when the Buddha is faced with a circumstance in which he can tell this teaching to the people assembled. The second one is the story itself. Then there is a verse. And then at the very end, there is something called a samodana, a connection. And that's when the Buddha explains who he was in the story and who some of the other characters were. So as we will see, some characters come up a great deal in the stories as constant friends and companions or enemies of the Buddha and are constantly enacting out the dramas that we see in the Jatakas with him. They are his friends on his great path, and they too make vows which will bring them too to awakening when they become the assembly and the disciples of the Buddha in his final lifetime.